Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again is John Bradford today from Wilderness Outreach. As we begin or continue our conversation, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we recognize your majesty with wonder and awe, how you have created the world, how you have created us for happiness and for fulfillment. Open our hearts to this great gift of wonder and awe, that we may always look at the things of this world and the things before us as a pure gift from you to us out of love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, John, the last time we were talking, we were on your journey of life, and you were in California. You had just made this sort of epic trek, but you weren't done journeying at that point.
Right. That was sort of at the beginning of it. So I spent the next 4 to 5 years in California being an entrepreneurial carpenter. So I was living in Oakland and in that whole Bay Area. And at that point in time, I ended up getting a taste of what backpacking was like in the wilderness. So I ended up going up into the, you know, backpacking in the Sierra Nevada all the way up north into the Cascades of Oregon. And I noticed that the secular culture I was kind of immersed in, though I was doing a lot of good work and had a lot of enjoyment doing that good work, there was a contamination going on there. But when I would go out on these backpacking journeys, I felt refreshed, renewed, and always prayed, though not to the depth that I've learned how to pray since I've become Catholic, but always knew the Our Father and would always reach and be in communion with the Lord in some way, searching, okay, what is it you want me to do, Lord? But so anyway, for 5 years, I kind of drifted back and forth in the secular culture, backpacking, working, and something kind of said, I got to get out of here now. So and I ended up moving back to Ohio. I felt like I was being pulled back to my roots almost. And so when I moved back to Ohio, I ended up actually going to work for some pretty large construction companies that worked out of the Columbus area. And I ended up becoming one of those guys that my dad used to say and my uncles used to say, you need to be a go-to guy. So I ended up becoming a go-to guy in a major construction company where I was really got to work with a lot of good men. And help them to achieve greater success on their behalf, like laborers and carpenters, and that was really fulfilling. And then towards the end of that time of working with one construction company that I was with for like 14 years, I decided, you know, I'm going to go back to school and get an MBA. And it's kind of interesting when I think about that MBA, it was actually taking me on a journey that was guiding me into the church. Hard to believe, but I started reading some things and studying some things in that MBA that, so for instance, like that good business is always telling the truth. And that was so profound. I mean, it sounds kind of simple, right? But it's like so many people think about business, and when you're in business, it's like, well, you don't always tell the truth, right? But I knew in my heart of hearts that doing business right was a spiritual thing. It was about telling the truth and being honest and honorable and doing your best. And so that MBA helped guide me into that. And at that point in time, I was in an MBA course with a team of people, and there was a woman in that team of people that said, I know a woman that I think you'd like to know. Hmm. And her name is Laura. And what's interesting about that, Laura was a name that I had cherished since I was a child. There was this older lady who was like a grandmother whose name was Laura. And she treated me like her son, like her grandson. She was this great memory of this woman named Laura. And so when my friend said the word Laura, I immediately kind of like, oh, okay, I'm kind of interested, right? So anyway, I met Laura. And right out of the gate, I met her at a party, actually, and I was a little taken back, I guess, of my own thoughts and my feelings about it. It's like I was really interested in her. So I called her like the next week and I said, how about, would you like to go and have a cup of coffee together? And she said, how about let's go to dinner? And I thought, okay, that just upped the ante, right? So, but anyway, I had dinner with Laura, and for the first time in my life, I heard the prayer, bless us, O Lord, and these gifts which we're about to receive. And so from that on, I all of a sudden, here I realized, okay, this is something I was craving in my heart, to have a holy and religious relationship with a woman in life, and to really integrate God into my life more and more. So anyway, through a few months of discernment and stuff, I came into the church, and Laura and I got married in the Mass, and that was a great thing. And then shortly thereafter, I left that construction company, and Laura and I formed our own construction company, and we were in business for 15 years and did lots of good work and had some really good men. And we were, for the first time in my life, really able to take a fairly large company and practice the principles, the Christian principles that I had really believed it was in my heart, and that Laura did too. And so we had some really great men. It was always tell the truth, work hard, be open. So the men in our company, we shared with bonuses our wealth, and they loved working for us, and we loved working for them, and we were a family. And we got to fight and struggle together with it, right? And I truly love that construction company and that work, because every day was like a battle for me. We were in the hard bid industry and did a lot of work at Ohio State University and the city of Columbus. And in that particular industry, you have to fight because people are there to take money away from you, basically, mm-hmm. and make you do things that aren't your contract. And I'm like, let me at it, right? I mean, I'm built as a warrior, right? Mm-hmm. So I love the construction industry, but after a while, Laura was getting kind of tired. And as the years went by, she started asking me this question, isn't there something you'd rather do than work construction? Or how long are you going to do this? And I'd say, gee, I could do this till I'm 80 years old. I love it. I mean, are you kidding? Every day you get to go to war, you get to go to battle and fight for the good, the true, and the beautiful. It's like, and then one year she said that again, and I said, why are you asking me that question? She said, because I think you need to find something, and it needs to be God-centered. And it was kind of interesting. So as a married man, a lot of the men out there will understand that sometimes our wives saying things to us really irritate us. And sometimes it doesn't. And it like rings true. And I knew in my heart when she said that, I went, oh. Well, I had been imagining and I'd been suppressing this idea and this thought about backpacking again in the wilderness. But I connected that with a time when I was living a secular life and it wasn't pure as it should have been. And so I suppressed that idea. And then when she asked me that again, isn't there something you'd rather do? I said, yeah, I'd kind of like to go backpacking in the wilderness again. And she looked at me and she said, well, why don't you do that? And I thought for sure, well, she'll say, what's that have to do with God, right? But she didn't. She supported me in that. So a year or so went by, and I ended up in a, let's call it an expedition, with a group of young AmeriCorps kids up in Oregon, where we backpacked 15 miles in. We were on the ground for 10 solid days, rebuilding part of the Pacific Crest Trail. And during that time, here I am, a 54-year-old man, working with. And it was interesting because it naturally divided into men and women without anybody saying it's going to be that way, right? Mm-hmm. So all the guys got together and worked over here, and all the women got together and worked over there. And so what happened is I started, through the work, started building these relationships with the young men. Work hard, do things right. You know, this all started coming out. And so when I came out of that, that experience, which was profound, I ran into two men. I ran into Father Charles Kelly, and I told him about this. I said, in a deep brotherhood that was formed, and he looked at me and he said, we need that in the church. Mm-hmm. Fathers and sons need that in the church. Men need that in the church. And then the next man I talked to about that was Andrew Keeby. Mm-hmm. And as I told him about this, and this was like in 2006, he said, "Do you think we can do that?" And I said, "You bet we can."
Excellent. You know, as we've heard kind of your turn to the faith, other than Laura, of course, what really attracted you to the Catholic Church?
Yeah, that's so... Yeah, Laura helped, you might say she opened a door, but before I met Laura, I heard of this guy named John Paul II. Mm-hmm. And the whole, I was hearing through the noise of whatever I was reading at a time, but this idea of faith and reason, and being a physics and a math guy, and always believing that explains some of God's universe, or a lot of it, I really embrace this idea of faith and reason. And that was really, and what I found is that's at the heart and soul of the Roman Catholic Church. That's really, that's what supports faith and reason, is this whole belief structure, this fundamentally true and good belief structure of the Roman Catholic Church.
Excellent. John, thank you so much. We're going to continue our conversation in the next segment, especially the work of Wilderness Outreach. But as we conclude, let's just end with a brief prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we give you thanks for John and for your work in his life and how you have guided him. We ask that your blessing be upon him and his wife, Laura, and on all of our listeners. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been John Bradford of Wilderness Outreach. Until next time, peace and all good.